This is Dr. This is Dr. Walter Dean, and you are listening to Getting It Done. Last week, I had the pleasure of trying to have somebody else do a little work in explaining who Miles Davis was. And I didn't do too well with that, evidently, because it didn't come off as well as I wanted it to. And it's like most musicians who were great when they were here on Earth, Miles Davis influenced today those in the field of jazz. This week I will do both. I will talk a little bit about his life and music, plus indicate what music he worked with and what type of impact he had on those of us who listen to his music. You know, yesterday, when the show was supposed to begin, I didn't really get a chance to do all I really wanted to do. So I was writing, so I didn't get a chance to do the show itself. We don't have a lot of time. This show today is only going to be for 30 minutes because I'm going to be performing myself. So that means that let me tell you a little bit about Miles, myself personally. Miles Dewey Davis III was born on May the 26th, 1926, and left this earth on September the 28th, 1991. He was an American jazz trumpeter, bandleader, and composer. He's among the most influential and acclaimed figures in the history of jazz. And so what am I going to do right now? I'll come back and tell you a little bit more, but I think it's important that we spend some little time listening to some of his music. Let's do that right now.
Thank you.
Great Miles Davis on trumpet. Along with him, the sidemen, was the great Bill Evans on piano, Cannonball Atley on alto saxophone, Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. As a matter of fact, that rhythm section was voted the all-time greatest rhythm section ever put together. There was a piece called Green Dolphin Street. Unreal. I've always had the knack of wanting to hear things that are way beyond approach, actually, with this man. Let's take a minute and let me tell you some more about the great Miles Davis. He was born and raised in Alston, Illinois. Davis left to study at the Juilliard School of Music in New York City before dropping out and making his professional debut as a member of the saxophone group that Charlie Parker put together back in 1944. And he stayed with Charlie Parker until 1944 to 1948. And he finally left Parker primarily because he had developed a really bad habit called drugs. Davis made several lineup changes while recording, and one of the best things I've ever heard him do was Round About Midnight, and I think I heard him do something called Someday My Prince Will Come. That was a great thing that he did too. An album in 1960, Sketches in Spain, was a fantastic album that he did. So, you know, there's nothing really more that you can say about him. The album that he put together, which was recorded, started this whole thing in jazz, was in 1959, which we call Cool Jazz today. But John Coltrane and Paul Chambers on bass were key members of his sextet. And he led into the early 1960s with this particular group of people, including Gil Evans, who wrote and produced the stuff called Sketches of Spain. Now, I'm not going to continue to talk because we only have about 15 minutes left. So why don't we do this, go back and see if we can listen to some more of this great man's music. This time I'm going to play something called Love for Sale. And before I can get into that, I have to skip this, and let's see if we can put. Listen up. Here's Love for Sale. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was Miles Davis with the same group of people, John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Bill Evans on piano, Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone, and his really rhythm section, the great rhythms. That was recorded in 1958. Still sounds great today. Now, we don't have a whole lot of time, and we won't be able to hear all of the last songs I'm going to play by this great man. But we're going to try to play it, and I'm going to while we're doing it, one of the greatest things I've ever heard him doing, but we're going to try to play it and end the show on it. This is Dr. Walter Dean on Getting It Done.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their presence.
Great day, people. We have about 10 seconds left, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoy doing it. Bye.